wearing shoes.
Now, what sort of Bible story could we have of wearing shoes? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Philosophy, University of Healing at Campo, California, with Creative Philosophy Vignettes. The title of our vignette is Wearing Shoes. Now, in the Bible, in the New Testament, we have the disciples of the Master Jesus going out and teaching and preaching and healing and raising the dead and doing all those wonderful things that it'd be kind of exciting to do. Kind of foolish too, for they already exist. Now, Jesus made his impression upon his disciples, said, keep your eyes clear, keep your consciousness clear. It's only when you lack the confidence in yourself of who and what you really are that you experience something different than what you must experience. Now, the disciples were asking, well, what shall we do when we go out and we greet these people and meet these people? And Jesus was very specific in telling them, go out and go from town to town and let the people who are interested in hearing what you have to say, let them feed you and house you and clothe you. Let them take care of you. As you leave for your journey, as you leave for your journey in life, wear but one pair of sandals. Do not carry a spare. Wear one cloak. Do not carry a spare. Take one staff. Do not carry a spare. And as you go from people to people, from town to town, from experience to experience, show them that you demonstrate what you believe. And you believe that you have the good word to share with them. You have a good message to share with them. And they will in turn share their abundance with you. I remember when my brother was in the army and he was in Japan, and he went to visit a monastery. And it was a wonderful monastery. The monastery was high on a hillside, and he had to climb up quite high to get there. And as he entered the monastery, he saw abundance everywhere. He saw beautiful gardens that they were planting and that they were reaping the harvest of, and he saw their vineyards ripe to harvest. He saw their wine cellars filled with wine. He saw their cupboards filled with food and filled with all good things. And he saw the robes that they wore were beautiful robes, well made, well divine to take care of them in whatever inclement weather they might experience. And then he went down into the village, and he saw the people in the village. And as he looked at the people in the village, my brother Ray said, what is this? What is this? You're living in limitation. You don't have enough to eat. You don't have enough to wear. You don't have enough to take care of yourselves. Your homes are poorly taken care of. Your clothing is not adequate for these temperatures. And the monks come along with their bowls and begging, and you give them food, and you give them of your clothing, and you give them of all that you have. And he said, that doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem right at all. For they live in abundance up on the mountain. They have plenty of everything. They don't need to beg from you. And the people said to Ray, my friend, the monks pray for us when something comes up that needs our attention, needs their attention. They see us whole and well. They see us living in abundance. They see us happy and harmonious. They see us with abundant food. They see us with adequate clothing. They see us at all times like this. Yes, Ray said, but you don't have it. They may see it and they do it for themselves, but you don't have it. And the people of the village said, yes, that's true. We don't all have it. Some of us do. And those of us who do are living by what the monks have taught us. They have taught us to think and live in abundance. And we would be in abundance. But they take from, we are giving them a small token to say thank you for teaching us this eternal truth. Whether we live this truth or not, that's up to us. Whether we follow what they teach us, that's up to us. They're living examples that the truth does work. The principle does work. They're living examples of everything that is wonderful and great. Yes, they come in their sandals, in their simple robe, and with their begging bowl. And they come to visit each one of our families. And they give us the message of abundance, the message of opulence, the message of wholeness. And when we have ears to hear it, then we are truly blessed. And we are working on that. The monks already have accepted that as truth, and they experience the harvest of the truth they believe. We are learning to accept it as truth, and when we do, we'll have that harvest too. Well, Ray said to the man he was speaking with, "You are very articulate about this. You speak it very well." Yes, my friend, to speak it very well and to live it are two different things. I can know the truth, but only when I live the truth will the truth set me free. Only when I take one pair of sandals and walk the meditative path and live in abundance in whatever I have, will I always have abundance in everything. And Ray had sort of been taken back. He came out of the American culture where you help your brothers and where you tend the flock of the people who are living here and there. And Ray was a dedicated minister and student himself while being an officer in the Army and in the Air Corps. Yes, it's true. We can wear one pair of shoes like Jesus told the disciples. He said, "Go out and ask nothing, and yet they will take your shoes and make them whole and perfect. They will mend your robe for you, and in the process give you a new one that is seamless and without flaw. And as you give them the word of your mouth, they will give you the fruit of their land and the fruit of their life, that you might eat, drink, and be merry, and share the wisdom that you have." It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's amazing how, if we would just let go, if we would just go into the world with our one pair of shoes, we would find that that's all that we need, and that's all that's necessary. So this day, join with me in being clothed in the infinite presence of respect and honor for everything you do have and are in every wonderful way. And know that as you walk this wonderful path, the way of the Master, you are living in opulence right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.